Yes, I forgot to say the Divrei Torah should be Zechus Neshama, George Hamada, George Hamada from Assemsa, Zechus Neshama, and Zechus Neshama Ayelab Hill. Ayelab Hill. Ayelab Hill from Rockaway. You guys can play, don't worry. So Baruch Newman said, "By in my own kippah we throw a goat or you know, a set off the mount." So what shot? So how Baruch Newman quoted a sefer called Imre Yaakov, he said, it's supposed to represent you that you on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to throw your sins off, your avos off the hill. Like they're supposed to be gone. Just like when the goat falls off the hill, he's gone same to the avos you did. You're supposed to throw it off the hill, get rid of them. They do complete tshuva, and they're gone. Then it's a shmatim, it's a chukim, a shmatim, nase adam v'chai bahem. So the Walag said, what shot? You know, keep the mechukim, the mishpatim, your man should do them, not the other man or woman, of course, and of chaybehem. So zuck the Walag. Because when a Jew keeps the chukim and mishpatim, chaybehem, he or she is going to be full of life. They're going to be full of happiness, and therefore they're going to come alive. Then the chasim sofer said, that Awan, you know, put on the big day love on, the clothes of white, kvayasu kashiyat zivashem, just like Hashem commanded him. So Dr. Chasim Sofer, you figure Aaron will not want to wear the gold clothing on Yom Kippur because you know that's going to be a prosecute against him. That's going to represent Egel Zahav. So Dr. Chasim Sofer, by Yisu Kashiyat Tziva Hashem, Aaron only put on the white clothing because Hashem commanded, not because of his choice. He would have continued wearing the gold clothing. He's saying the only reason I wore the white clothing because Hashem commanded me to do it. And one last word on Rachmim Mos, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, it says, when you bring a Korban Todah, Lutzonchem, according to your will. Zuck the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. What do you mean, Lutzonchem? Zuck the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, you should bring the Korban Todah, not because Hashem saved you from sickness or from going to jail or flying a plane. You know, it's injured. Hashem saved you according to your will. I mean, you always constantly say, thank you to Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for letting me wake up. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me fingers, giving me toes, keeping me alive. Thank you, Hashem, for making me a Jew. Litzonchen, do it according to your will. Now we're going to leave your Pashas Kedoshim voice. So it says, Kedoshim to you, Kani Hashem Elokeichem. So Kedoshim is missing a Vav. So I think Mayan and Shel Torah said, why is it missing a Vav? Because a Jew always has to feel there's always more Kedusha to get. And as you always have to know, they're never going to get the whole complete Kedusha in their life, but there's always more to grow in Kedusha. The Ruchayim HaKadosh is Kedoshim Tiyu. You'll be Kedosh in the future, meaning, again, you always have to run after Kedusha. The Alexander Rebbe said, different shot, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kedosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Zuck the Alexander Rebbe, like when you have a father or mother who's wealthy, so Mistama, the Kindleach, the children will become wealthy, because the father and son, father and mother are going to give the wealth to their children. So Zuck to Alexander Rebbe, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem saying, because I'm Kadosh, I'm going to give it to you guys. I'm going to give it to the Jewish people. I'm giving it to Bnei Yisrael. Then when Moshe Feinstein says, I'll say a little different shot. Kedoshim to you means you take yourself away from society. You don't follow the norms of the culture. And so, what's Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Zuck to Moshe Feinstein, really Hashem should be full of strict justice. But Hashem said, I'm also going against my teva. I'm going to be full of rachamim and chesed. So that's what he said. Just like Hashem goes against his nature and gives us rachamim and chesed, we have to go against our nature also. We have to become Kurdish, go against society. Don't follow the norms. However, Avram Lefkowitz, he has a kolol in Lakewood. He says, Kedoshim to you, ki ani Hashem lekechem. Fear your parents and keep the Hilig of Shabbos, ani Hashem lekechem. Don't do Avodah Zarah, ani Hashem lekechem. Zuck Rav Avram Lefkowitz, why do you come to repeat ani Hashem lekechem? Zuck Rav Avram Lefkowitz, Shlita. Hashem saying, if you're Kaddish, if you're Tzadik or Tzadikus, ani Hashem lekechem, I'm your Almighty. But even if you're middle class, like middle Benoni Jew, you just keep Shabbos and you fear your parents, Hashem says, I still love you. Even if you do every sin in the book, every Aveiro in the book, but you don't do Avodah Zarah, ani Hashem lekechem, Hashem says, I love you. What the most is, Hashem loves every Jew, every year on earth. Then it says, but it helped out a poor man and a convert. And then right after, don't steal. So how Moshe Sternbach from Yerushalayim HaKadosh quoted the Tefer Shlomo. A person should not say, listen, I'll steal $100,000 and $20,000 I'll give to the poor person. No, we don't want that. You should give money to the poor person on your own, not because you steal. Don't steal money in order to give to the poor person. Nachlas Kedumim said a little different shot. Nachlas Kedumim said a different one. What pshat? Zakel nachlas kedumim. If you don't give tochacha to your friend, you might bear the aveva. If you couldn't prevent them from doing the aveva, you might bear it. That's lo tesiv alav chet. Then it says, then the al shtrich hakadosh said another beautiful word. It talks about, you know, after you leave lekker and shicha, you know, part of your fear for the poor. So it's a kitzachem et atzachem. Zakta Alshich, what the Torah is telling you, the land is not only yours. You and the poor person own the land together. So therefore, you have to give him what is his also. Leave the Shechem Peah. Then what Moshe Feinstein says, it's another beautiful word. What Moshe Feinstein says, you know, there's a halach of Ola, like you plant a tree, for the first 3-4 years, you can't take any of the fruit. On the 5th year, Hashem says, I'm going to make sure you have extra fruit. And Rashi called Rabbi Akiva, Heligah Rabbi Akiva, who says Hashem speaking to the Yetzer Hara. Zakra Moshe Feinstein, what does that mean? So when you give money to a poor person, you feel good about yourself. You're helping out a fellow Jew, a fellow Yid. But when you see your fruits just rotting away, doing nothing, then you get upset. So Hashem said, don't worry. You might not understand why I'm letting these fruits not be touched. But I'm going to make sure in your 5th year you're going to get extra fruit so you don't feel bad. Then it says, V'hatu rekamocha ni Hashem. So how Moshe Wilson Shlita said, that's the same gematria, v'hat Hashem elokecha, loving Hashem, love Hashem, your Almighty. When you love a fellow Jew, you're giving nachat to Hashem, because that fellow Jew's father is Hashem. Hashem is that fellow Jew's tati. So therefore, you're really loving Hashem, because you're giving Hashem nachas. Rabbi Gluck said a little different word, into the last word. V'hat yichamocha ni Hashem. Let's say you're friendly with Reuven or Devoa, and Reuven or Devoa does something nasty to you. So then he says, Azak Rav Glock, that's why it comes out, Ani Hashem. It comes out to Havre Chamoch, Ani Hashem. When Hashem is saying, no. It wasn't Reuven or Devoa who did it to you. I, Hashem, decreed that had to be done to you. And Yudke Vavke is Mida Sarachami, merciful. You might not understand why I did it for you, but it's for your best. It's out of mercy. And be it for that, when you have a moon, and when you really know that it comes from Hashem, it's full of mercy, then you really still have to love Reuven or Devoa. You have to know that it's not them. It's all from Hashem. I'm now going to leave you halachas. Going to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These are halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Based on the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say it like this, but someone's beard is getting in the middle of eating food. You know, it's very hard to eat food with his beard because, you know, obviously he didn't shave during Sfira. It's mutter for him to trim his beard during Sfira. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you take Shabbos early upon yourself, you do it before Shkia, then you should daven mincha before plag. Daven mincha before plag. And when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal writes, a carton of milk, just a milk carton, that should not be open on Shabbos. Have a beautiful Shabbos and only good news for all Kaiser. Bye bye. I don't know.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. If you can just down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Binyamin Avadja ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Racha Basilana, Yehudit Batwina, Shio Bastavo Leia Pesha Basdina, Avam Yeshiahu ben Aviva, Brina Bracha Baswina, Netanel Ilan, Ben Shena Tzipoa, Yakuti Elzaman Ben Sawa, Miriam Bat Sawa Rezel, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegaleya, Amin Bat Sawa Rezel, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, give me a second. Oh, Ava Meir Ben Bela Fega. Avraham Meir Ben Bela Fega. Shprinza Bat Esther. Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther. Shprinza Bat Esther. Bar Tzvi Ben Esther. Give me a second. Who else? Leah Bas Rachel. If you can please down for all those cholim, please, Hashem should send them all a refuah shlema b'karov. Oh, one more, let's say one more name. Baruch Meir Ben Chaya. He needs a refuah shlema alive. If you can just down for him. So this week's parsha is Achim Mos Kedoshim. So how Moshe Wolfson Shlita from Ballpark, he said on Yom Kippur, the Kohen brings the Ketores and the coals into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he mixes them together inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you know, smoke comes out of it. The Tzdukim, they do it outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, because they said we have to be proper before the king. We have to come in proper. So our Moshe Wolfson Shlita said, on Rosh Hashanah year we have to be proper. That's where we declare Hashem the king, the Melech Machay Amlachim. But on Yom Kippur, Hashem is Atati. Hashem is Avinu Avrahaman. He's our father. Just like when a father or father mother asks you, can you make a nice tea? You can do it in front of them. So Moshe Wolfson Shlita said, that's why we do the Ketores in front of them, mix the Ketores and coals inside before Hashem and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Because Hashem's our father. He loves us dearly. Our Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim Yochadah said, We sifted, keep going through the sifting constantly. Zakharo Sternbach, because on Yom Kippur you're asking Hashem for forgiveness. So therefore, you have to sift through your machshavas, through your thoughts, and make sure they're really pure thoughts. Make sure, I guess, you really want to do tshuva. Then it says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So Kli Yaakov said, Lifnei Hashem, before you come to Hashem on Yom Kippur, Titaru, purify yourself. Means start doing tshuva on Elo. And all the way through Tishrei until Yom Kippur. Don't wait till Tishrei until Yom Kippur. Start doing the tshuva process before you meet Hashem on Yom Kippur. Titaru, do it already in the beginning of Elul. The Yismach Moshe, he said, Lo Dibshah, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, you know, before Hashem you purify yourself. So did for Titaru, you're going to become pure. On Yom Kippur, you go before Hashem to purify yourself, and what happens? Titaru, you're going to become pure. However, Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, Shem Yenakim Damo, he says, Kiyama Zeh Yichapeh Aleichem Mikol Chato Seichem. Hashem, on this day we get kapal for all the chetz. Chetz means you didn't avail b'shogeg. So what about the ones we did b'meizin? So Zakwa V'Chanan Wasserman, Mistama you did tshuva on those. So therefore, you did tshuva b'hava, so therefore they become b'shogegs. And in Shem Yom Kippur, Hashem said, I'm going to forgive all your veils you did b'shogeg. The Walag said, why didn't Hashem tell Moshe Navin Aviyu died? The first pasuk, Achim Mot, you know, Hashem told Moshe Navin Aviyu died, and then after the next pasuk, Avon Achicha. So what's going on? And Hashem told Moshe to Avon Achicha that he can only go to Kaddish Kedoshim if he brings certain kabbanis, and his children can no longer go to Kaddish Kedoshim only in Yom Kippur. So the Walag said this. The Walag said, what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to tell Aaron, he's your brother, Achicha, it's better for him. Tell him that because what Navin Aviyu did, therefore no one's allowed to go to Kodesh Kedoshim every day. Only you, Aaron. Aaron Achicha, you're my brother, so you can do it, but you have to bring these korbanos. But your sons can no longer go into Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. That's why he says Aaron Achicha. When Hashem was telling Moshe, tell him this. Tell him that he's limited to Kodesh Kedoshim. Before he can go to Kodesh Kedoshim wherever he wants without korbanos. Now he has to bring korbanos and his children can only go on Yom Kippur. But Hashem told Moshe to tell him, because that's why he said Achrei Mos, to tell him, because Aaron Achicha, tell him he's your brother, Moshe Rabbeinu, for his benefit. Then it says, the Grashim Atem, you know, we should become pure with Hashem's Chukim and Shpatim, and then afterwards it lists items that some of the non-Jews do, and we shouldn't act like them. So David Palm from Toronto, I think he called the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Why say Shmatem Atem, you? Just say Shmatem. We know it's talking to Bnei Yisrael, talking to the Jewish people. Zakwa Velya Baruch Finkel Zatzal, he used to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Yerushalayim. He said a beautiful vort. He said that someone might say, okay, you know, Shmatem Echukim Shpatim, that they shouldn't act like Goyim. That's for the low people. Me, I'm a big Talmud Chacham, a big Tzadik, I'm a big Tzadikus. I don't need to know about this. It's for all of you. All of you have to keep the chukim mishpatim. Don't you know? All of you have to do it. Don't think you know you're greater than another person. You're starting to party. No, v'shmatim atem. It's for all of you. Then, Baruch Newman, Rabbi Young Israel, Spring Valley, said, "Why you know you?"